Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, so just when you thought this LA wildfire story was pretty much done, well, not done, but we had covered all the bases, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we get pulled right back down, right back into the gutter to deal with more Democrat insanity. I don't know, I guess just another Friday. Things continue to get heated in LA as Donald Trump and Elon Musk highlight yet again another insane move from California's leadership in response to these wildfires. Elon Musk even goes as far to call LA Mayor Karen Bass a communist. We got a bombshell report that just dropped that shows you just how incompetent these people are and also completely validates exactly what Donald Trump was saying when he flew down to California to challenge these Democrat leaders. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Okay, friends, so a new bombshell report just dropped exposing that Karen Bass wants the Palisades to be rebuilt by an outside consultant and in a more equitable and environmentally sustainable way. She intends to award the contract without authorization from the property owners. Yeah, basically a bunch of buzzwords, equitable and environmentally sustainable, used as an excuse for her to take full control and full power of the whole process. Elon Musk responds and says the mayor of LA is going full communist. Recall her before it's too late. Now I have to correct Elon Musk here. She's not going full communist. She is full-blown communist. When Karen Bass went to work in Castro's Cuba in 1973, Bass, who's a now potential Biden VP pick, this is an old article, by the way, traveled to Cuba with the Venceremos Brigade. Jack Posobiec clarifies, Karen Bass got her start in politics in the Venceremos Brigade, a Marxist front group in the U.S. funded by Cuba. She traveled to Cuba many times. The Venceremos Brigade directly spawned domestic terror groups like the Weather Underground and the May 19th organization. And then there's a picture of Karen Bass in front of a sign that seems to read Communist Coalition. So I don't think she's going full communist. I think that's pretty much who she is. And so, of course, the rebuild approach here is going to be done from a top-down power structure. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? Equitable and environmentally sustainable. I mean, so what exactly is the message here? That California residents won't be able to rebuild their own homes how they want? Sounds like Karen Bass and her cronies want to micromanage private property under the guise of equity. They don't call it Commifornia for no reason. And now, of course, here's where things get interesting, because let's rewind a little bit to not so long ago. Remember when Donald Trump visited LA, I think that was last week, and he went scorched earth on California leadership over their corrupt and incompetent governance? Well, let's play back a little bit of that clip, where Donald Trump somehow knew in advance that Karen Bass was up to no good, and he basically predicted this scandal.
I know my people. You'll be in that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to wait around for 7 months till the city hires some demolition contract. That's going to charge him $25,000 to do his lot. You have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I looked. I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and you can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes. And if individuals want to clear out their property, they can. But you know that you will be able to go back soon.
We think within a week.
Everyone's standing in front of their house. They want to go to work, and they're not allowed to do it.
And the most important thing is for people to be safe.
They're safe. They're safe. You know what? They're not safe. They're not safe now. They're going to be much safer. A week is actually a long time, the way I look at it. I watched hundreds of people standing in front of their lots, and they're not allowed to go in. It's all burned. It's gone. It's done. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to burn anymore. There's nothing to burn. There's almost nothing to burn. And they want to go in. The people are all over the place. They're standing, and I say, Warren, you're going in. We're trying to get a permit, and the permit's going to take them. Everybody said 18 months. You said 18 months.
And there it is. Donald Trump was once again ahead of the narrative. Something you got to admit he's done a lot in his career. I mean, to really put it into perspective, Donald Trump basically predicted 9/11.
BuzzFeed dug up an old quote from Donald Trump talking about a large-scale terror attack 19 months before 9/11. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote, I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like little kids playing with firecrackers.
But going back on the topic here, he said loud and clear to end the bureaucratic nonsense, and he told her specifically, use your executive powers to help the people rebuild. And most importantly, let them rebuild. Give them the freedom to just do what they gotta do, because the people probably know best how to rebuild their own community. And you know, he gave her a chance to do the right thing, but you know, she's a far leftoid and she just can't help herself. And now, fast forward today, the state once again is acting like a communist dictatorship, telling the Palisade residents that they're not even allowed to access their own homes anymore. Take a look at this disturbing clip of two state police officers blocking a resident from going back to his home. His house is literally a 1 minute drive away, but it's California and big government says no.
So it's January 27th.
Yes, sir.
I haven't been able to get to my house.
Yes, sir.
For 20 days.
I fully understand that.
And it's right down there. It's about 1 minute over there.
Yes, sir.
And here's my address.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
So you want me to go wait in line for 2 hours?
Sir,
that's what they're told. That's what we're told to advise, sir. You have to go down to where he's telling you, to zone 3. And then you get the pass. Once you get the pass, you're able to come up.
But there's like a mile wait to get into zone 3.
I understand, because there's all the people that are trying to get the passes. In order for you to get by, pass this checkpoint, you need to get that pass.
Right, but President Trump and Mayor Bass said that we could go.
Trust me, I understand. I'm just telling you what we were advised by our command post. They're telling you the same thing. They were advised by their command
post. I'm not giving you guys a hard time.
No, I know.
And I appreciate your service.
Yeah.
Pure insanity. And again, it's exactly what Donald Trump described. It's exactly what he was warning against. They're getting in the way of the rebuilding effort because these big state bureaucrats are absolutely obsessed with power and control. They can't allow anything to be done without their permission, and it has to be their vision. Elon Musk is absolutely right to call Karen Bass a communist. I mean, it's not even hyperbole anymore. I know a lot of people, especially the leftoids, think the communist label is just a pejorative that's used incorrectly. But in this case, I think the label fits. Now, is it full-blown communism, where people aren't even allowed to own property and the state basically dictates everything in regards to housing? No. But it's certainly communist light now, isn't it? You can't rebuild your home. You need to wait for the state-approved contractor. And you need to follow all these new rules and regulations. I mean, it's a full-blown crisis. People need to rebuild their homes. Time is of the essence. Cost is of the essence. But the California bureaucrats are coming in and saying, no, we want to do this in an environmentally and sustainable fashion. We want to completely redesign and redo everything in our vision. And so you can't rebuild your home. You're going to have to wait for us to lead and control the project. What an utter slap in the face. I mean, time is of the essence right now. People have lost everything. They're probably depleting their savings, having to live somewhere else. And basically now the LA government is telling them that they're going to have to wait for permits. They're going to have to wait for the state to approve contractors. I mean, how long is that going to take? 2 years? It's absolutely unacceptable. This is what's wrong with Democrat leadership. This is not normal. This shouldn't be acceptable. The idea that a city would prevent its own residents from rebuilding their own homes while outsourcing the process to some equity consultant is absolute lunacy. Let the people in. Let the people build. And just get out of the frickin' way. I mean, you frickin' California bureaucrats are basically responsible for the damage and destruction, and now you expect the people to trust you with the rebuilding process. You've already proved your inability to get things done, and especially to get things done on time in a timely manner and on budget. And now you expect people to accept this. What a complete slap in the face to these residents, to these people who have lost everything. This is the exact thing that's leading the state of California to drive off a freaking cliff, and they're doubling down after they were repeatedly warned by the president not to do this. It's just completely insane, and it's everything wrong with big socialist government. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.